The Language of Desire, The Monogamous Male Maximizer. This technique is to be used when you want to move your relationship from casual to exclusive. Seriously, do not use this if you aren't sure if you want this guy. And to make sure he's boyfriend material, go through the Is He the One You Really Want worksheet in this module. Now, it may seem like getting a man to commit to you is impossible. Guys have this irrational fear that being in a relationship means giving up on a dream. You see, deep down in the psyche of most guys lives this vision of being the ultimate alpha male stud with supermodels throwing themselves at his feet, or some variation on that fantasy. Men tend to believe that if they make enough money, drive an awesome enough car, work out to achieve massive muscles, they'll be living a rock star life with hot babes at their disposal. Even if that picture couldn't be further from the current situation or seems completely out of touch with reality, somewhere in his mind, he harbors that vision. And let's face it, in the smorgasbord of modern life where he can go online to a dating site and view thousands of available women, the idea of a never-ending supply of females is somewhat real. The quote-unquote perfect woman could be just a click away, which makes the idea of committing a bit unappealing. Because in his mind, commitment equals giving up freedom. Even if you're super chill about dating and spending time apart, on some level, he equates exclusivity with captivity. So, there are two things you need to accomplish to make the idea of commitment worthwhile. And the key here is the idea of commitment is his, not the result of you giving him an ultimatum. Those really only create resentment, or nagging him into it. This technique creates a desire in him to commit to you. The two things that create this desire to commit are creating some space to draw him in and making him feel amazing. You have to implement both concepts, and while they seem slightly at odds with each other, I'll show you exactly how to do it. But first, I have to give you this important note. I cannot guarantee that this will work 100% of the time with 100% of the guys. There are men who are damaged from past heartbreak or other trauma and simply aren't capable of commitment. And there are also men who are abusive, dishonest, or cheaters, people you wouldn't want to have as your boyfriend either. So even though you believe he's the ideal man for you, you have to be willing to walk away from him too, without a scene or an ultimatum. You are a smart and sexy woman who many men will find desirable. One bonus of this technique is that it keeps you in control and empowered. You are actively enjoying your amazing life, and you're keeping your options open in the event that this relationship doesn't pan out. And if this guy doesn't choose to join you in your amazing life, you really won't be losing out. I promise. Okay, so step one is do the worksheet. I told you to do it in the opening paragraph of this lesson, and if you thought you could skip ahead and not do it, well, too bad. That's your first step. So go to your dashboard and open it up, complete it, and come back to this section of the lesson when you're done. Because it's important to understand why you want a relationship with this particular man. It has to be more than just physical attraction if you're looking for commitment and long-term. Okay, so you're done with the worksheet. Let's move on to step two, which is creating space. The biggest mistake I see smart women make is to act like they're someone's girlfriend when they aren't. Until he asks you to be exclusive, you are both single. That means you are free to date and talk to other men, and your weekends and downtime aren't automatically saved for him. So leave your online dating profile up if you have one. Continue to answer emails and go on other dates, and do not feel guilty about this. You can limit the dates to daytime coffees if you want, and don't feel obligated to kiss or get physical with any of the other guys. Also, you want to fill your social calendar with outings with your girlfriends and other people in your life. Do not leave yourself with no plans just so that you can be available at a moment's notice to this man. If he asks you out for a Friday and you have plans, just tell him you aren't available that evening, but offer another night that you're free. And you don't owe him an explanation of what you're doing either. If he asks what your plans are, simply tell him, I'm meeting a friend for blank, meeting a friend for dinner or a movie. Don't elaborate. Even if you're going to happy hour with your aunt, okay? Give him the chance to fill in the blank that some other lucky man is taking you out. The important thing here is that you continue to lead an active and interesting life on your own. Yes, you will make time for him, but he cannot take for granted that you are at his beck and call. Creating a void where you aren't just automatically there forces him to put some effort into seeing you. And I want to point out that by not elaborating, by eliminating or editing out all the details of your plans, it may feel a bit like a game, like you're trying to make him jealous, but you aren't. He's not your boyfriend. He doesn't need to know every single detail about your life. So practice just editing out all of the details, the specifics. The point is you're busy and you're not able to see him when he asks, if he asks on the night you already have plans. So it's human nature to want what we can't easily have. And by hinting that there could be other guys in the running, you'll activate a little competitiveness within him. Step 3, build desire. If you've already been sleeping together, pull back just a little. Sex at this stage of your relationship should not be a given or something to take for granted. For example, at the end of a date that might normally end in sex or a sleepover, make out passionately and then cut the night short. Press up close to him and kiss him, and then pull back and bite your lip. Look him in the eye and say something like, "Your kisses drive me wild, but that 7 a.m. wake-up call will come mighty early, so it's time to say goodnight," and then send him on his way. After he leaves, text him and say, "Enjoy those sexy dreams you'll be having of me tonight," with a little wink. And this step works just as well even if you haven't already had sex. There's something intoxicating about a confident woman who teases a guy. Even if you aren't totally sure that he is having sexy dreams about you, telling him that he is plants that seed. Plus, it's super flirty and self-assured. It doesn't mean that you stop sleeping with him altogether. It's just that you intentionally hold back. If it's just a regular old Wednesday and you went out for a quick bite after work together, use that as a no-sex date. If it's a special occasion where you've gone to a fancy party or doing something particularly romantic, then go for it. For those times that you do sleep with him, you can use one of the techniques like the oral intensifier or even verbal Viagra to blow his mind and make the event super memorable. But by alternating no sex dates with amazing sex dates, you're keeping him slightly off balance and very eager because he doesn't exactly know when he's going to get to enjoy you. Step 4, make him feel amazing. Now this step gets a little tricky because it may sound like it's contradicting the other three. But if you're implementing all of the steps, it isn't. And while making him feel amazing physically is a huge focus of this program, here I'm talking more about making him feel appreciated in the broader or non-sexual sense. A man will value the woman who makes him work a little bit to have her, and he wants to put in work for the woman who makes him feel like an incredible man. Most women tend to do one or the other. Either she plays so hard to get that she comes off like an ice queen, or she showers him with so much attention and makes herself boring by appearing entirely way too available, and that comes across as needy. The key to this entire technique is balancing the two. Create the space for him to chase you and also make him feel amazing. You want to let him know that you value and appreciate him, and you do this by giving him honest praise and genuine compliments. So go back to that worksheet. Look at it, and you've identified some of the core reasons you're attracted to this particular man. You're going to share these with him. The key here is not to go overboard. Look for natural opportunities to pay him a compliment. For example, if you're attracted to his passion for his career, next time he brings up work, tell him, "I really admire how much you enjoy your work. It's very attractive." Also, send him unexpected, appreciative love notes via text. Start your text with something like, I admire, I adore, I appreciate, I really like, I enjoy, I value, I respect. And follow that up with something you genuinely want to compliment him about. Men love feeling respected and acknowledged for their accomplishments. You have to remember that. And they also like to know that you value their hard work and how you make them feel. Or how they make you feel, rather. So the things you would follow that up with, you know, look at your worksheet for these ideas. But it could be your integrity. It's a rare treat. Your passion for your career. How much you love your kids. Your willingness to always help someone you care about. Your sense of humor. You always can make me laugh. Your intelligence. How you make me feel safe when we're out together. Your willingness to be goofy in front of me. Or how much I have fun with you. I recommend giving him these compliments in actual conversation or via text at least once per week. And the final way you make him feel great is to express gratitude. It's such an obvious thing, but you'd be surprised at how often people forget to do it. So thank him when he takes you out and pays for dinner, drinks, or the activity you're doing. After a date, send him a text or give him a phone call thanking him for a great time. Mention something specific, too. Like, tell him what your favorite part of the evening was. For example, thank you for taking me to watch the baseball game. My favorite part was you cheering for that crazy triple play. Thank you for dinner last night. I especially enjoyed the delicious Chardonnay you chose for us. I had such a great time bowling with you. The way you wiggled your butt on the approach was super cute. And yes, tell him that you enjoyed it when you did get physical. Every time I think of last night, I get a delicious tingle through my whole body. I swear my legs are still quivering from that amazing orgasm you gave me. You totally rocked my world last night. I sure do enjoy sex with you, with a little winky face. Thanks to you, I can't even concentrate on work today. Would rather think about how incredible you feel. Because it feels amazing to be appreciated. As humans, we naturally want to be close to the people who appreciate us and make us feel special. By using these steps in concert with each other, you're showing him that you're worth chasing and that a relationship with you will make him feel great, both sexually and otherwise. So, here are some frequently asked questions. How much time should I give him to commit before I give up? Okay, so there's no magic number here. Some guys might be asking for exclusivity after just a week or two of dating. Other guys may take longer, and that's why it's imperative that you keep living a full life without making him the center of your world. If you're continuing to operate as a single woman and you're meeting other men, one of two things will happen. Either you will eventually meet someone else who you'd like to commit to and who wants to commit to you, or this one guy will eventually commit. Next question. Can I use some of the other techniques and dirty talk with him before we are exclusive? And my answer is certainly. However, remember that video game analogy I gave you? Think of your sexual superpowers as special gifts. Not every man you date gets to experience these fantastic things with you. So save some of it for later when a relationship starts to develop further. Because it's totally possible to use most, if not all, of the techniques in this program with a man who isn't your husband or boyfriend. And like I've said before, not every woman wants an exclusive long-term relationship. But if you are a woman who desires a long-term relationship, I encourage you to be selective with what you share with a man at the beginning. Okay, I've tried doing every step, and he isn't acting any differently toward me. Well, that's disappointing, no doubt, and even heartbreaking. But remember, even if he might be wonderful in many ways, if he isn't able to commit to the type of relationship you want, you need to be willing to walk away. Settling for half a relationship is not the answer. Walk away and make yourself available for a man who does desire the same commitment that you do. Can I use this technique on more than one guy at a time? Sure. I do think being selective about who you want to commit to is important. And by being selective, you tend to weed out the men who aren't quite the right fit. Mr. Right for now versus Mr. Right. But it is within the realm of possibility that you could meet two men who each would make a great partner for you. And if that's the case, there's nothing wrong with using this technique simultaneously on one or more than one man. Just be discreet about it. While part of this technique does serve to stir up a little competitiveness, it's kind of icky to intentionally pit these guys against each other. So, you know, less is more. You don't need to disclose everything that's going on in your life until you're, you know, exclusive. And even then, when you're exclusive, it doesn't mean you have to tell someone every single thing. But that's another conversation. Will this work on a guy to get him to leave his wife? No. Just no. Don't seek out a man who's already taken. You deserve someone who's available to you. And if you have to keep your relationship secret, that's a gigantic club over the head that you deserve better. Plus, it's just all kinds of not cool to mess around with another woman's guy. If you meet a great man who happens to already be attached to another woman, just simply tell him, look me up when you're single, and walk away from him, or run.